We're back here at Sunnyside Christian, and I was just notified back at the studio that our live feed is disabled. The station is off the air, most likely some type of a transmitter malfunction up there on I think ours is on Pike Peak. Anyway, thank goodness for the internet. You can still, hopefully you're listening to me live on the internet. If you're still, I guess you're, that's the only way you could be listening to me. But we're back for boys basketball as Alan Griffin's guys had a nice weekend, winning twice in league play, knocking off first place Tri-City Prep on Friday, 40-36 in the Irish Gym, and then traveling up to Dayton and beating the Bulldogs 53-41, getting the Irish solidly into fourth place at 4-4 in the conference. And that fourth place spot is very important because you got to finish at least in the top four to advance into postseason play. The fourth place team will travel north to play the fifth place team from the Northeast League to get into the district tournament. And we'll talk more about those district tournament scenarios this weekend in our final weekend of league broadcast. The Irish boys, bring a 9-8 record into this one against the 15-2 Sunnyside Christian Knight boys, ranked number 2 in the state. They clinched first place in the Greater Columbia Gorge League with a close overtime win against Lyle Wishram on Saturday, 52-44 in overtime. One of their two losses, though, to the Irish, back on January 5th at the Sales, the Irish boys beat the Knights 51-34. The Irish played great defense the whole ball game. Strong start, where they outscored the Knights, especially in the second quarter, 16-8, and a strong finish where they outscored the Knights 13-7. They shot well from the free throw line in that game, 16-20, including 7-8 for 8 from the line. And I'm sure the Knights would like to get revenge for one of only two losses to the Knights, or to the Irish, as they huddle up. We'll take a break and come right back. 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and, most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, they're announcing the starting lineups. Not sure if they're going to do a flag salute again, so if they do, I'll break away quickly or be silent for that. Starting for the Sunnyside Christian Knights under head coach Brian Bosma, Alex Brower, a 6-foot senior, will start. 16 points in these teams met on the 5th of January. Brant Bosma, 6-foot junior, will start. Brandon Borsma, 6'7", a senior. He had only 6 points when these teams met on the 5th. He had 23 points, including a bucket with 3 seconds left to force overtime in their conference clinching win over Lyle Wishram. Drew Peterbaugh, 6'1 senior, will start, and Drew Sheenstra, 6'5 junior, will start as well. We'll be back with the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage. Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, I broke away from the national anthem. Starting for the sales, Travis Hain, Adam Esco, Cameron Richmond, Matt Moore, and Connor Richard. And we're underway with the opening tip controlled by the Knights with the 6'7" Brandon Broersma. Now on the front court, the Knights wearing the black uniforms at home. Normally the home team wears the light color. They get inside to Broersma, and he's fouled by Connor Richard down low and scores the bucket. So Connor, the 6'4 sophomore, will have the tough assignment of guarding the 6'7 senior Brandon Broersma. Derek Sheldon to 6 points back on January 5th. His free throw rolls and drops. So he's off to a good start. He has the first 3 points of the ballgame. Cameron Richmond, the front court, bounces it off his foot, goes right to Broersma. Broersma for the Knights, 3-on-1. Moore cuts them off in the left corner now. It goes to Brower. Brower back up to Broersma. Broersma trying to get the ball off up top. Now they get to Brower in the left corner. Pass down low to Broersma. Broersma shot on the baseline. Won't go rebound. Connor Richard. He gets it off to Cameron Richmond. Cameron in the front court. Pass on the right wing now to Travis Hain. Now he'll set up the offense for the first time. As previously, Richmond turned it over as he came across half court. Now in the corner with it is Cameron Richmond. Cameron on the dribble drive. Spins late. A kick out to Hain. 16-footer on the way. Air ball over the top of the basket. Rebounded out of there by Sheenstra, the 6'5 junior. The Knights definitely have the height advantage with Broersma at 6'7 and Sheenstra at 6'5. Sheenstra's got it out between the circles. Pass on the left wing now to Peterbaugh. Pass back to Broersma inside. Check that. Yeah, that's Sheenstra. No, that's Broersma. 31-51. So Brandon Broersma, through a good start, has all five of the Knights' points. Irish have yet to hit the rim. They've taken just one shot. Richmond on the right wing. Sales 9-8 after winning 2 in a row this weekend. Won only 4 games last year, so Coach Griffin's guys are having a lot of more success this year. Moore fade away from 16, straight away won't go. Long rebound chase down by Brower. Brower up the left sideline. Goes by Eskel and lays it in. Alex Brower, 6 foot senior's first bucket. The Knights are off to a fast start, leading 7-0 on the home floor. Right wing pass to Moore. Moore for 3, off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Sheenstra. Sheenstra to Brower. Brower gets it to Broersma. Brant Broersma in the front court, Moore checking him. 7-0, Knights with the ball and the lead. Now Peterbaugh on the drive, cut off by Hain, ball tipped away. Richmond's got the loose ball. Lob ahead to Esco. He'll try to chase it down, can't do it. Cameron may be trying to do too much in transition there. Adam at 6 foot was being chased down by Sheenstra, 6'5". hard to kind of throw it over the top of that. I actually show full court pressure. Roars inbound it to Bosma. Bosma still in backcourt on the dribble, gets it. Roars from on the right wing. 6'7" senior gets in the front court to Peterbaugh. To a streaking Brower who lays it up and in. A nice defense, break the press and get the lay-in. There's a pass tipped away from Eskel by Peterbaugh, and Darryl Galloway is going to check in for Cameron Richmond. Emil LeConte checks in as well. LeConte comes in for Eskel. 5:25 to go, first quarter. Irish boys down 9-0. Fast start by the Knights. Up top it goes to LeConte. Hands it back to Galloway at the top of the key. Darryl directing traffic. Now pass right wing goes to Hayne. In the right corner it goes to Moore. Moore drives baseline. Cut off, kick out to Galloway. Galloway back to Moore. Left corner. He'll take the three. Out the arm won't go. Rebound by Peterbaugh. Peterbaugh to Brower. Brower will bring it into front court. Galloway checks him at the timeline on the left side. Down the left corner to Peterbaugh. Peterbaugh down low to Sheenstra. He lays it up and in. Sheenstra, 6'5", got post-up position on LeConte, who goes just 6'1". 11-0 Knights. Richard on the right elbow. Rising, stripped by Bosma. Here comes Bosma the other way. Bounce pass on the wing to Brower. Bounces off his foot and out of bounds off the wall here in the friendly confines of the Sunnyside Christian Knight Gymnasium. Down the left wing, Moore with it in front court, pass down the baseline to Richard. Back up top to Moore. Moore on the dribble drive, gets in the lane, puts a tough right-hander up, bounces around and drops in for Matt Moore. Sales first basket comes at the 4:25 mark of the first quarter. 11-2 Knights in the front court to Peterbaugh, to Brower, to Bosma on the right wing. Galloway on Bosma. Man-to-man defense. Now to Borsma, back to the basket, backing in on Richard, turns from 14, leaves it short, rebound Bosma. Bosma hits the deck. He's got the ball. His hand gets it away to Brower. To Peterbaugh on the left wing. Peterbaugh passes it back to Brower, who dribbled out deep on the left wing. More on him. In the left corner now, Peterbaugh with it. Peterbaugh looking inside. Nobody open. LeConte cut off Sheenstra on that play. They scored on a moment ago. Now Brower splits the defense and lays it in. LeConte did a good job screening off Sheenstra, so Brower just took it in himself from the left side. 13-2 Knight. Out top to Moore. Moore for three. It's short, rebound Bosma. All black shirts underneath. Normally the home team wears a light-colored jersey. The Knights choosing to wear the black with the maroon trim and the maroon numbers, gold trim around those numbers. There's a pass inside for Broersma, goes off his hands and out of bounds. So Darren Broersma, or check that, Alex Brower, I keep saying that wrong. As a shot up by Galloway in the right corner, he hits a three. And the Irish are down 13-5. Now right wing to Bosma. Bosma outside the arc. Looks at the shot but doesn't take it. Now to Sheenstra in the right corner. Sheenstra pass inside, stolen by Hayne. Hayne will get it to Galloway. Darryl wants to push it hard up the right side. Pulls up outside the arc, finds Richard down low. Little hook shot over the top of Borsma. Won't go. Rebound Sheenstra. Sheenstra to Brower. Brower. To Sheenstra in the left corner. Pass back up top now. Got a whistle and a push foul as Neil LeConte got a little physical. Sheenstra over there in the left corner. The Neil's first. Second on the Irish. 13-5 Knights. Sheenstra and Peterbaugh are going to sit down, and Darren Broersma, 6'5 sophomore, comes in. I'm calling his name, and he hasn't even been in the game. Now Eskel checks back in for Connor Richard, also in the game for the Knights. Wyatt Hoff, a 6'2 junior. So a lot of height for the Knights. Brandon Broersma, 6'7 senior. Darren Broersma, 6'5 sophomore, in the game together now. Sheenstra, 6'5, is on the bench. Bob from the right wing, but up top to Broersma. Broersma. And Eskel Kalive got a travel call. 13-5. Sunnyside Christian with an 8-point lead early in this one. 2:20 to go, first quarter. LeConte inbounds to Galloway. Darryl, a dribble across the timeline in front of the Knights bench. Man-to-man defense for the Knights. Galloway passes right wing to Eskel. Now Darryl gets it back in the right corner. He'll fire the three, and he hits the three. Darryl Galloway. got the shooting eye. He's got 6 points in the quarter. The Irish down 13-8, 2 minutes to go in the first. Brower, the other way, drives all the way in and lays it up over the front rim. Alex Brower, 6 foot senior, has got at least 6 points. I was accidentally putting somebody's points in Darren Brosma's slot on my score sheet, so I got to figure that out at halftime probably. McCon drives in, puts a shot up, blocked out of there by Brosma, controlled by the Knights. Brosma the other way. Brosma, 6'7", swatted it out of there. Now he has it down low, goes up strong. He and Richmond collide. That's going to be a foul on Cameron Richmond. They say before the shot, as he was catching the ball inside, not shooting it. And so Cameron will pick up the foul. The Knights will get a fresh shot clock with 1:31 to go in the first quarter. They get inside to Brosma. His shot won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. They say last touch by DeSale. They'll inbound in the corner to the left of the basket as you face it. Actually, they move him up about 5 feet from the corner. Now they get to Brosma. Brower to Brosma. Brosma, that's the young one. Darren gets it to the older one. Brandon, who passes it down low to Wolf, to Hoff, excuse me. Wyatt Hoff scores the bucket. 17-8 Knights. Now Cameron Richmond with it to Eskel, left corner, shoots for three. He's got it. The Irish boys have hit 3 3-pointers to try to stay close to the Knights. 17-11, Sunnyside Christian with the lead and the ball. Darren Brosma on the right wing, a pass down low to Hoff, who lays it in on the reverse lane. Hoff scored 4 in a row. The Knights are up 19-11, final minute of the first quarter. Galloway drives in, puts a shot up, blocked out there by Brosma. And Sheenstra is going to check back in. And out of the game comes Wyatt Hoff, who says, "Man, I'm hot." It's 4 in a row. They get into Hayne off the inbounds. He puts up a quick jumper and scores it. Irish down 19-13. 32 seconds to go first quarter. Hayne and Brower get tangled up, heading the other way, and we've got a whistle. And they say, traveling. Wow, why did he travel? I'm going to stick up for the Knights on that one. They get inbounds to Cameron Richmond. He hits the three, the 4 3-pointer for the Irish in this quarter. And just like that, it's 19-16. And then LeConte fouls Brosma on the inbound. LeConte's second foul. But 4 first-quarter threes are keeping the Irish in this one. They were down 11-2. Darryl Galloway hit a couple threes off the bench for the Irish. And since then, Adam Eskel and Cameron Richmond of each hit threes, and the Irish are down just 3, 19-16, competing hard on the road against the number 2 team in the 1B state basketball poll. Irish play in the 2B classification. The Knights come into this game at 15-2, took one of those losses to DeSales down in Walla Walla on January 5th. Down low to Brosma. That's the 6'5 sophomore to his brother Brandon. He can't hit the shot at the buzzer, thought he got fouled, no call. We've played 8 minutes. High scoring first quarter, the Irish shopping behind the three-point arc. They've cashed in 4 times. The Knights lead it 19-16 after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM KHSS.
House training a new puppy can be easy and effective if you dedicate the necessary time, patience, supervision, and encouragement. Teach your puppy the proper locations by accompanying him every time he goes outdoors. The pup will soon recognize odors from previous excursions and always reinforce positive behavior with plenty of praise. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
The sales will start the second quarter with the ball. Darryl Galloway will dribble the foul and pull up from 15. Shot won't go. Rebound, Darren Brosma, the 6'5 sophomore, gives it off to Brosma. To Brower. Bosman Brower Sheenstra and the Broersma brothers on the floor right now for the night. So a tall team, 2 6'5" players and a 6'7" player out there for the night. The Irish have Moore, Richmond, and there's a steal inside by Travis Hayne. He'll get it off to Galloway. Cortez will back to Galloway. Darrell on the drive puts it up over Bob Roersma. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. Bosma's got it. But Darrell at 5'10", not afraid to challenge a 6'7" Brandon Roersma. On top it goes to Brower. Brower, Galloway on him. In the left corner goes to Sheenstra. Sheenstra. Up, back up top to Brower. Back to Sheenstra in the left corner. Now back to Brower. Over to Bosma. Good defense by the Irish. In the left baseline to Sheenstra. Back up top to Brower. Stolen by Galloway. Darrell will come the other way. Pull up behind the arc. Oh, thought about the shot. Now gets to Hayne. Swing it to Richmond. He'll shoot it from the left wing. Off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound Matt Moore. Matt will dribble out on the left wing, and the Irish will reset the offense. Matt Moore will hesitate, drive in, loses the ball. Bosma's got it. Matt Moore tried to do that old hesitation dribble. Looks like he's going back outside and then spin inside. We've got a timeout on the floor. 6:35 to go in the half. 19-16. The Knights with the lead. We'll be right back. 100.7 FM, KSS.
Hi, I'm Scott Abagin. December was one of our best sales months in our history, and as a result, we are loaded with lots of clean, locally owned trades. We are also experiencing some of the lowest interest rates in history, which makes now a great time to upgrade your vehicle. Like a 2004 Toyota Corolla, locally owned, only 23,000 original miles, or a 07 Toyota Highlander Hybrid, ready for winter and great gas mileage. Lots more to choose from. See us online or in the showroom, Abagin Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Sunnyside Christian School here in Sunnyside. Irish boys down 19-16. Neither team has scored here in the second quarter after a high-scoring first quarter. The Irish hit 4 3-pointers to stick with the night so far. Roars will download a Peterbaugh. Peterbaugh will lay it in. Peterbaugh's first bucket of the ball game. Unofficially, as they're missing a couple baskets for the night from that first quarter. Eskel in the left corner with it. Up top to Galloway. Swing it right wing to Richmond. Man-to-man defense by the Knights. Matt Moore's got it. Drives down the lane. Draws it up to contact from Broersma. Can't the shot. Rebound Broersma. That's Brandon with the defense at 6'7". Darren, the sophomore, at 6'5", with the rebound. Right corner to Peterbaugh. Peterbaugh up top to Brower. Swing it to Broersma. Down low to Darren Broersma. Down low. Pass hard underneath the Peterbaugh. His shot won't go. Galloway out of there with the rebound. Darrell racing the other way. Pulls up the foul on left wing to Moore. Kick out to Eskel. Three on the way by Adams. Shot won't go. Rebound Roersma. That's Darren, the 6'5 sophomore. All black shirts underneath. 21-16 Knights. 5:25 to go, second quarter. Long cross court pass to Bosma. He'll fire a three from the right wing, and he's got it. Grant Bosma's first basket of the game unofficially. 24-16, the Knights scored the first 5 points of the second quarter. Well, the second quarter that was disastrous for the Lady Irish, as they were outscored 17-2 and could never come back from that, losing the girls' side of this ball game. And there's a shot missed by Hayne, but he follows his own shot, gets the rebound, and puts it back in. From about 8 feet, gets it out by Travis, 24-18 Knights. In the front court to Darren Broersma. Now back up top to Brow, right corner to Peterbaugh. Peterbaugh looking inside, ball knocked away and out of bounds by Richmond. Emil LeConte and Juan Cortez check in for the Irish. As Moore and Hayne will sit down. 4:42 to go in the half, 21 on the shot clock. They inbound in the right corner to Broersma. Now swinging around to Brower on the right corner. Air ball on the three, right to Peterbaugh, though. Peterbaugh to Brandon Broersma. The 6'7 player puts it on the floor. Pulls up from 8 feet and drops it in. Broersma's got eight now. Seven. Galloway pulls up at the foul line, gets it on the baseline to LeConte. Can count right side to Richmond. On the dribble drive, forces it up on Broersma and scores it. Cameron Richmond, 5'11 sophomore, used his body well against the 6'7 Broersma and scored it. 26-20, the Irish hanging in there. Bosma the other way. Pulls up a running 8-footer and he scores it. Grant Bosma, 6-foot junior, nice runner. Just dropped it in with the left hand. Quick three by Eskel in transition. He scores it. Adam Eskel just caught it on the wing and shot it as the Irish are bringing it up court. 28-23. The sails down by five. And now in the game is Joel Martin, who gets it to front court to Bob from the left corner to Peterbaugh. Swing it back to Martin. Martin from 18 off the Animal Co. Rebound. Cameron Richmond with a nice blockout. Cameron will race the other way. Kick out to Juan Cortez. Juan, two dribbles, gets it to Lacan at the top of the key. Now right wing to Richmond. Richmond for a deep three. Won't go. Rebound by Borzma. Brandon Borzma, 6'17", gets it out to Bosma. Now to Brower. Brower into front court, gets it to Bosma. 28-23, Knights with the basketball and a 5-point lead, 3:14 to go in the first half. Brower in the left corner to Martin, down low to Peterbaugh. Peterbaugh can't find room to shoot, gets it to Brorsma. Nice little crossover move. This is a shot inside, 6-7, tips it, keeps it alive. Peterbaugh will try to save it. He will, but he falls into the bleachers. Loose ball goes to Richmond. Richmond drives the other way, blocked out of there by Brorsma. Bosma picks up the loose ball. The 6'7" Brandon Borzma is going to make some plays like that. Bosma drives the other way. He's fouled, going to the basket. We'll shoot two free throws. Connor Richard going to check back in for the Irish. We'll see the fouls on. Fouls on Cameron Richmond, his second. Fifth on the Irish. The Knights have not been whistled for a foul in this ballgame. And Bosma will shoot two free throws. A host of players getting set to check in. Actually, only three. Moore and Richard for the Irish, and I can't see who the Knight player is. Bosma's first left-handed free throw is off the mark. 6 foot junior. Having a nice second quarter, he's got 5 points. Now Richmond will check out. And see who else came out for sales. Hank Galloway. Bosma's second free throw is good. 29-23, Knights lead is 6. That's how many points Bosma scored in this quarter for us. Got a timeout on the floor. Alan Griffin wants to talk things over with the new group he's got in the ballgame. 2:41 to go. Irish got 29-23, and we come back 100.7 FM, KSFM.
There was no single event. It was more gradual. You know, eventually you just don't go one Sunday, and then you don't go two Sundays in a row. Then went through a divorce and ended up being a single parent. If I didn't have church or God, I would be back at that lonely stage, that trouble stage. Whenever you get anxious and worry about things, you just know that Jesus has it under control.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
So the Sale boys using the three-point shot to stay close in this one. They've hit 5 3-pointers here at Sunnyside. They trailed 29-23 with the basketball after the Alan Griffin timeout for DeSales. I got a whistle and a foul away from the ball as Emile LeConte and Bosma get tied up down low. LeConte ends up on the floor. Bosma picks up the foul away from the ball. That's the first foul on the night tonight. Emile LeConte will inbound it. Right to Wolf, who's checked in, but it goes off his leg back to LeConte. Now to Cortez. Now to Matt Moore. Matt Moore drives in, puts the shot up off the iron, rolls around and drops. Matt Moore getting his shots to drop on the drive, which he's had trouble with this year. He's got 4 points. Irish are within four, 29-25. Brower gets it to Brosma. The 6'7 Brosma finds Wolf down low, and he scores it. Wyatt Hoff, the 6'2 junior, comes off the bench and just scores points for the Knights. Nobody seems to want to guard him when he comes in. LeConte on the right wing. Passes left wing to Cortez. He'll fire the three. It's way short. Air ball. Richard tries to save it from going out of bounds. Can't do it. Juan just not strong enough on that shot. Travis Hayne comes in for him. 1:56 to go in the half. Irish down 31-25. Sale shows full court pressure. Bosma gets it in to Martin. Back to Bosma. Back to Martin, still in backcourt. Martin, looking for room, gets it to Brower in front court, swinging left wing to Bosma. Now baseline to Sheemstra. 6'5", player goes up over Richard from the left side, shot won't go, rebound Esco. Good block out, all white shirts underneath. Matt Moore the other way, pulls up to the foul line. I got a whistle. No double dribbles, the call. As Matt Moore, I think he pulled up on the hesitation and kind of palmed the ball, and they're going to call. I couldn't really see what happened there, but Matt did kind of come to a streaking halt and then backed up with the dribble. So, Irish turn it over, 31-25 Knight. Irish still full court pressure in the front to Martin in the front court now to Hoff. Hoff back to Martin. Martin between the circles, now pass up top to Broersma. 6'7 senior gives it off to Hoff. Now to Brower. Brower, right wing to Bosma. Bosma drives by Galloway, pulls up from 14 in the lane and scores it. Grant Bosma having a big quarter. He's got 8 points in this quarter. The Knights lead is 8 at 33-25. A minute to go in the half. Galloway loses the ball, picks it up at the right elbow. Can't find any room to shoot, gets it out top to Espel. Back to Galloway on the right wing. Now to Matt Moore, between the circles, Bosma, and Matt Moore pulls up from the elbow left side, puts up the shot, won't go. Rebound, Broersma. Broersma to Bosma to Martin. Martin will walk it into front court. The Knights slowing it down now. Pass top of the key to Hoff. And we got a whistle and a foul away from the ball as Martin's going to get called for a moving screen down low. And both the fouls on the Knights have been away from the ball. As we're down to 37 seconds to go in the first half, the Irish count 33-25 that they'll have the basketball. After 16 first-quarter points, the Irish have scored just 9. And Grant Bosma has given them some trouble. He scored 8 himself in this second quarter for the Knights. Irish down by 8 on the road against the number 2 team in the Class 1B state polls, most recent poll. Left wing to Galloway. He'll fire the 3. It's way long. Right to Brower. Brower with 16 seconds to go in the half. Pass up court to Bosma. Bosma looks at a 3, now he'll hold up, he'll probably play for one shot. Brower with more on him, gets the screen, goes baseline, over Hayne and scores it. Alex Brower hits the bucket, Forrest fires up from half court, off the mark, and we're at the half. The Irish boys down 10, 35-25 on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast. It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40 years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the best electrical contractor in the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named the best of the best for the past several years, and they've been certified by Underwriters Laboratories to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today at 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is a great way for you to see what's happening at your local parish or Catholic school. Whether it's the Altar Society, the Catholic Daughters, the Knights of Columbus, or various parish ministries, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com will help you stay involved. If you have travel plans, use OurCatholicNeighborhood.com to learn more about the Catholic presence at your destination before your arrival. There are literally thousands of links to the internet-enabled Catholic world at OurCatholicNeighborhood.com. Start exploring today.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half of this boys' contest. The Irish boys look like they might get run out of the gym from the get-go. The Knights jumped out to an 11-2 lead, but the Irish used 4 first-quarter three-pointers to trail by just 3 points after 8 minutes by a score of 19-16. Sales struggles offensively in the second quarter, scoring just 9 points. The Knights scored 16 points in that quarter, 7 of them by Brant Bosma, their 6-foot junior. The Irish have not attempted a free throw in this game. They trail 35-25 at the half. Be right back. We'll be visiting with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan, whose girls had a rough second quarter where they were outscored 17-2, but competed very well the rest of the way against the undefeated Lady Knights that fell to defeat in that one by a score of 51-38. So we'll be back talking to Lady Irish coach Tim Duncan on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Sunnyside Christian School as the pep band entertaining the fans. And with me right now is Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. And Tim, you know, you lose two in a row for the first time this year. But, you know, take away that second quarter, definitely some positives tonight.
Yeah, you know, and I thought we competed a lot better this game than we did the last game. I thought our kids played harder. We didn't execute real well all the time, particularly in the second quarter, the latter part of the second quarter and early part of the third quarter. We weren't setting screens. We weren't using screens. We were waiting for the screens to be set. You know, we were just interchanging, and we allowed them to take us out of some stuff that, you know, we really wanted to do. But I thought overall, you know, I thought we could, I thought we played with them. I thought we proved we can compete with them. You know, obviously, yeah, you take away the second quarter and look where we're at. But by the same token, there were three or four blown defensive assignments in the fourth quarter, which really changes the game. We cut it down to seven midway right through the fourth. And three possessions, it was still seven. And then they went off, and that girl went off and got loose and hit those three threes. Yeah. And, you know, you take those away, and, you know, we're still right in the ball game. So, overall, yeah, it was definitely a lot more positive effort than it was at home.
Yes, so we lost that ball game 51-33, and we talked on the drive up that weren't sure how hard our girls were competing, but
right,
they definitely compete a lot harder in a physical game.
Absolutely.
They're a very good ball club. They're
absolutely
competing for a reason.
Yeah.
So now you've lost two in a row for the first time this year. What do you do to regroup for this final weekend of league play?
You know, I think first thing is I'm not going to push the panic button. You know, I think we stubbed our toe Saturday, and, you know, but I think our girls understand why. I think we were feeling pretty good about ourselves. We'll go back to work tomorrow and Wednesday. I am sure we'll be ready for Waitsburg. That's a pretty easy team to get ready for us. It's also, we win that one. We clinched the number one seed, which we definitely want to get. I don't think it'll be any problem getting ready for this weekend.
I'm sure we'll have ready. Waitsburg on Friday, then finish up at a soak on Saturday, then head to the district tournament. Coach, Tuesday night, school night, Derek's going to play of the game.
Abby Crowley.
I agree. She competed hard.
I thought she really did.
She was very physical. In fact,
Right.
I kind of thought the Van Bell girl kind of cheap shot her there towards the end.
Yeah.
Abby played hard, scored in every quarter, very physical player.
Yeah.
The senior scored 12 points to lead the Lady Irish. So the sales girl will be back in action Friday. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Again, the Wade Kirk Prescott girls tip off at 6 o'clock for that one. So the Irish boys down 35-25 at the half. We'll be right back for statistics and second half action on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious. And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got.
As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses. It's then served piping hot.
So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mamma mia!
Fazari's Finest and Fazari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, at the half, the Irish down 35-25. The stat that jumps out at me is shooting percentage. The taller Knights have pounded it inside and scored in transition. They have shot 16-23, 70% from the field. They've taken only 2 3-pointers. That's where the Irish are staying close. They're 5 of 15 are the Irish from threes, but just 10 of 28 for 36% overall. So the Knights shooting almost twice the percentage, 36% to 70% from the field. Leading scorer for the Knights, Alex Brower, the 6 foot senior, has 10. Brant Bosma has 8. All of those in the second quarter. Brandon Gorsma, their 6'7" senior, has 7 points. 6 for Wyatt Hoff off their bench. 4 to Sales, 6 points for Adam Eskel. 6 for Daryl Galloway. Each have hit a couple threes. 5 for Cameron Richmond. 4 for Matt Moore. And 4 for Travis Haynes. Start the second half. The Knights will have the basketball and the lead, playing in front of their coach's bench. Down to my left, Peter Baugh drives the lane, kick out to Bosma. Bosma for 3, in and out, back in. In and out, went straight up and dropped back in. So Brant Bosma now has 11 points after not scoring in the first quarter. 38-25, the Sales' first possession of the second half. Working in front of the Irish bench, down to my right as I sit in the top row of the bleachers here. 7 rows of bleachers in this relatively small gym. Matt Moore, Travis Payne, Adam Eskel, Tim Richmond, and Connor Richard on the floor for DeSales. Moore on the drive shot, won't go. Rebound, Brorsma. 6'7 senior outlets to Bosma. Down the front court to Brower. Brower to Peterbaugh. Down low to Brorsma. Double team gets it to Brower. Brower inside, puts it up off the glass. Alex Brower, 6 foot senior, does a nice job moving without the basketball, slides to the basket. Richmond drives in, kicks out to Eskel. 15 footer on the way, won't go. Rebound, Sheenstra, all black shirts onto the boards for the Knights. So the Sunnyside Christian has scored the first 5 points of the second half and have opened up a 15-point lead. Brower to Peterbaugh. Peterbaugh's in the left corner, back to Brower. Brower up top, gets it to Bosma. Bosma drives down the left side, drives all the way in the baseline, cut off by Richard, kick out to Brorsma. Back to Bosma, they leave him wide open, but they call for 3 seconds. Bosma dribbled from the right side of the arc all the way down the lane, all the way into the basket, was cut off, pass it out to Brorsma, and then just hit there under the basket, but the official caught him. Turnover on the Knights. In the right corner, Richard. Up top now to Eskel. Eskel to Moore. Moore now left wing pass goes to Richmond. Man-to-man defense all day, like game long by the Knights. Kick out to Richard. 17-footer on the way, won't go. Rebound, Brower. Slapped away from behind by Hayne, gets it to Richmond. He throws up a tough shot. Won't go, but he's fouled by Sheenstra. And with 5:58 to go in the third quarter, DeSales will go to the free throw line for the first time in this game. Cameron Richmond will shoot two. The Knights went there just twice, where they were 2 of 3. 5 fouls the first half on the Irish. This is only the third foul called in the game on the Knights. Only 2 in the first half. Cameron hits the free throw. Cameron has 6 points to tie Eskel and Galloway for the lead in scoring for DeSales. The Irish have some balance in the offense, but not very many points overall. Eskel, Galloway, and Richmond all with 6 points. 40-26. Cameron's second free throw's up and also good. String music. I could hear the string of the zip of the twine from up here. The loose nets here in Sunnyside. Irish will show full court pressure, down 13 now. Bosma, long pass over the top to Pop to Sheenstra, who lays it in. Richard went for the long pass, but went Sheenstra open on the backside for the lay-in. Sheenstra's got 4. 42-27, Knights. Richard finds more underneath. A little reverse lay-in attempt, won't go. Matt keeps the ball alive, chases down the corner. Good hustle by Matt Moore, the 6-foot senior. Drives in, we got a whistle and a foul on the drive. And that's going to be on the Knights. We'll see who that's on. Fouls on Poff. And typical non-attentive broadcasting as I go from girls' action to boys' action. I did not tell you that Luke Fazari is still ill, not with the team. This is the third game in a row, Luke Smith. And then Riley Roach is not with the team today either. Not sure where Riley is. As the Irish throw it away on the inbound, and now the Knights are in front court to my left. Hoff with the ball on top gets it to Sheenstra. Sheenstra to Groersma, 6-7 in the lane, finds Hoff wide open, misses the shot, gets his own rebound, goes up strong and puts it in. All eyes went to the 6-7 Groersma. He found Hoff wide open, missed the cripple, and then put his own miss back in. 44-27 Knights. 4 on the drive, puts it up off the iron, won't go. Rebound Groersma. Groersma with more shadowing him. Now gets it to Bosma. Knights with the ball and a 17-point lead. Bosma with Moore pressuring him. Moore all over him and timeout by the Knights. That action was taking place right in front of the Knights head coach Brian Bosma, and he said, let's talk this over. 4:37 to go, third quarter. The Irish boys have not made a field goal. They trail 40 in this half. They trail 44-27. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
When cold weather hits, don't you get hit with a high repair bill. Instead, get a heating system precision tune-up now. Only $89 from Total Comfort Solutions.
This is Jane D'Addario from Windermere Real Estate. When buyers want to know the condition of the heating and air conditioning systems, I call Terry at Total Comfort Solutions in Walla Walla. He's trustworthy, reliable, and priced reasonably.
Don't get left out in the cold. Get the $89 special now. Call Terry Hall and schedule your heating system precision tune-up from Total Comfort Solutions. 525-4868.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live after the timeout. Alan Griffin. We'll talk a little defense, but also some offense as the Knights took the timeout after Moore was all over Brant Bosma, but the Irish have been outscored 9-2 to start this second half. And trail by 17 points. The Irish have not made a field goal in the third quarter. Brower into front court. Up top it goes to Bosma. Bosma slips. Picks up his dribble. Now gets it to Sheenstra. Out top. The 6'5" junior. Looking inside. Passes to Hoff. Knocked away. Stolen by Hayne. Hayne goes the other way and lays it in. Nice defense by Travis Hayne. He's got 6 points. Irish are down 44-29. Bosma passing the front court to Sheenstra. Now to Brower. Brower. Well, that's Sheenstra. I get Sheenstra and Borsma mixed up. They're both so tall. Sheenstra with the bucket on the pass from Brower to, Borsma to Brower. Boy, the Borsma, Brower, Brosma, get them all mixed up. Eskel on the right wing. Up top it goes to Payne, now on the right wing to Richards. Connor passes top of the key to Matt Morris, loses the ball a little bit, tries to keep his dribble on the deck. After it is Bosma. Grant Bosma tries to rip it away from Cameron Richmond. Jump ball is the call. Five on the shot clock. The Sales are going to maintain possession, but they've got to get it inbound to get a shot up. Coach Griffin calls play number five. Maybe that means get it up in 5 seconds. Up top to Heskel. Heskel to Richard. Richard on the drive on Broersma. Shot blocked out of bounds with one on the shot clock. Well, the 6'4 sophomore Connor Richard attacked the basket. The 6'7 senior said, get it out of here. So they've got to throw it in and throw it up quick. They get up top to Richmond. Richmond throws it at the basket. Got it off, but it didn't find the rim. Shot clock violation. Good defense by the Knights. The Irish are just one field goal here in the third quarter. That of Travis St. Steele and Lance. The Irish have not been able to score out of the offense. Bosma gets it to Broersma. 6'7 senior picks up his dribble, gets it to Bosma. Now to front court to Hoff. Hoff to Bosma between the circles. Bounce on the baseline to Brower. Brower left open, gets Richmond in the air, waits for him to come down, and then lays it in. Brower's got 14. The 6 foot senior had 16 when these teams met on January 5th at DeSales. Richmond drives in, cut off, gets it to Hain on the left wing. Up top now, Matt Moore. Matt Moore pulls up from the left elbow, off the glass and in. Not sure if Matt wanted that to bank, but we'll take it. Irish second field goal of the quarter. Matt's got six. The Irish are down 17, 48-31. Pass on the deep right wing to Sheenstra. Sheenstra to Brower. Brower, left wing to Bosma. Bosma has been slapped away by Moore. Matt's got the steal. He's in front court. Goes up strong on Bosma, and Bosma fouls him. Bosma's second foul. And Matt Moore will be at the free throw line to shoot two. Matt, 6 points, scored a moment ago. He hits the free throw. Offensively, Matt has had a very rough year. He packs the basket so well, so sealed off the dribble, but he hasn't been able to finish. It'd be nice to see him get going offensively. He had a good game offensively when these teams met back on January 5th. 15 points, his best offensive game of the year, arguably. He was our Derrick Green player of the game that night. He hits both free throws. Matt's got 8 points now, 48-33. The Irish back within 15. Into the game for the Knights is Cody Gamboa, 5'8 junior. Pass to Brower, down low to Peterbaugh. Peterbaugh misses a shot inside, and then Richmond, Richard, and Eskel can't communicate on the rebound and goes out of bounds. The Irish got a break when Peterbaugh missed the reverse lay-in, and then Eskel and Richard couldn't communicate on the board. Peterbaugh inbounded, gets it to Brower on the right wing, inside on the block to Brower. Dumps it low to Brosma to Brower, and then Brower has it knocked away by the Irish. Here come the Irish the other way. Galloway drives in, shot blocked by Brosma. Hits it back, we'll get a whistle and traveling call. Darryl Galloway, 5'10 junior, challenging the 6'7 senior, Brandon Broersma. Broersma, B-O-E-R-S-M-A, who's had 7 first half points, has not scored since then. The Irish have done a decent job on him. Now up top to Gamboa, to Brower. Alex Brower, the 6-foot senior, has done a nice job running the offense. Down low to Broersma. Spins baseline on Richard. Puts the shot up. Won't go. Rebound. Darren Broersma, the 6'5 sophomore, checks in. He puts it in. Tough to match up with the height of the night. The Broersma brothers. Brandon at 6'7. Darren at 6'5. 50-33 Knights. The Irish in front court swinging around to Eskel for three. Won't go. Long rebound tipped out to Galloway. Galloway will penetrate. Pull up from 14. We got a whistle and a foul. We'll see if it's on the drive or on the shot. Two of the officials are going to get together and decide who has the call. The foul's on Gamboa. And is it a shooting foul? Darryl Galloway wants to know. And they say, nope, on the floor, before the shot. Alan Griffin says, hey, isn't it a shooting foul? So they say, no. The Irish will send Emil LeConte the game for Connor Richard. Now set up the inbound play under their own basket. 1:27 to go in the third. Inbound left wing to Matt Moore. He'll back it out now and ask for a screen from to Lacan. Cut off, down the drive, kick out to Hain. Hain's shot won't go, rebound Bosma. Brant Bosma, the other way. Moore checking him as he comes across half court. Down the right corner, Joel Martin. Martin, a 5'8 sophomore, checked in, gets back to Bosma. Bosma tries him, picks up his dribble, kept his feet moving, and he travels. 1:03 to go, third quarter. DeSales just 2 field goals since halftime. They've been outscored 15-8 here in the third quarter and trail by 17. Cameron Ristrom checks back in. Darryl Galloway pushes it hard, goes all the way to the basket, kicks it out to Haynes for 3 off the iron. Rebound Cameron Ristrom inside, left-handed hook shot. Too strong, won't go. Rebound tipped around, ball's loose. Out of bounds, last touch by the Knights. Good hustle by DeSales. That's what we call one of those 50-50 balls. And the Irish able to knock it off one of the Knights and out of bounds. And into the game comes Wyatt Hoff, 6'2 junior, as Gamboa checks out. Galloway looks to get it inbound in front of the Irish bench. Down the right corner it goes to Moore. Moore to Eskel. Eskel on the drive, cut off by Brorsman. Now to Matt Moore. Matt Moore puts it high up the glass, draws some contact and a foul. The Brorsma brothers were there at 6'7 and 6'5. We'll see who the foul is on. Coach Griffin wants to talk to guys, his guys real quick as they set up for the free throw. And so Coach Griffin has a 4-player timeout as Matt Moore will shoot the first free throw. If none of his teammates there. He misses the first one. And now they'll get back in, and Coach Griffin probably calling for some type of a press after this free throw. That second free throw is good. So Matt hits 1 of 2. The Irish show some full court pressure. Bosma surveys it, gets it to Gamboa, who's checked back in. Gamboa splits the defense, gets the front court to Brorsma. 6'7 senior hands it back to Gamboa. Now Bosma with it. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Galloway, Richmond, Eskel, Hain, and Moore on the floor. Gamboa drives and throws a wild pass, and he's called for traveling underneath. The Irish have a chance here to creep back into this a little bit. Well, there's only 20 seconds left in the quarter, but the Knights not playing very well here in the last few possessions. Getting the right corner to Hain. Darren Brorsma on him. Back to Galloway up top. Gamboa on him. 12 on the game clock here in the third quarter. Matt Moore's going to back it out. Now tries to use a screen from Hain, cut off on the drive, kick out to Eskel for 3. He's got it with 2 seconds to go in the third. Eskel hits his third 3 of the game, and the Irish finish on a little flurry. They trail by 13 with 8 minutes left. 50-37, Knights with the lead as we come back for the fourth quarter on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
So the Sales boys trying to hang close to the Knights. Outscored 15-12 in that third quarter. There's a steal off the inbound. Travis Hain gets it to Matt Moore. Matt goes the other way, lays it up, falls off the rim. He's fouled by Brower. Travis Hain does a nice job of playing those passing lanes on the wings. The 5'11 senior got it to Matt Moore, who got it in traffic against Brower. And DeSales, who did not shoot a free throw in the first half, were 5 of 6 in that third quarter. The Knights have not shot a free throw here in the second half. Matt Morrow has 9 points, including 3 for 4 from the free throw line, hits the first one. Matt getting back on track offensively a little bit. He's got 10 points now to lead the Irish in scoring. Adam Eskel has 9 on 3 3-pointers, including that 3 at the end of the third quarter. Matt has the Irish within 12. Second one rolls off the rim, rebound Sheenstra. Sheenstra gets it to Brower. Brower into front court. Cameron Richmond on it. Richmond, Moore, Galloway, Hain, and Eskel on the floor for the sales. Hain slaps it away from Peterbaugh. Peterbaugh gets it back to Bosman now to Brower. Brower drives in, splits the defense, goes all the way to the basket and scores it. That is a nice slicing drive by Alex Brower. He's got 16, and the Knights are up 52-38. Pass right corner to Hain, up top to Galloway. Galloway with Peterbaugh on. One dribble, he'll take a contested 17-footer and hit it. Darryl Galloway's having a good offensive night. He hit those 2 threes in the first quarter that got the Irish going, and that's his first basket since then. Darryl has 8 points. 52-40, Irish down by 12, 7 minutes to go, trying to stay competitive with the 15-2 Knights. So one of those two losses to the Sales on January 5th down at Walla Walla. Floresma with it, the 6'7 senior, backing in on Eskel, pulls up from 12, he's got it. That's just good. Well, that's a 6'7" going against 6 foot. And Broersma has 9. 54-40, Knights. Kick in the corner to Eskel. Eskel for 3. Out the back end won't go. Peterbaugh with the long rebound. He'll cover up in front of Moore. Now get it to Brower. Alex Brower, 6 foot senior, does a nice job running things for head coach Brian Bosma. In the left corner to Peterbaugh. Back up top to Broersma. Looking inside for Sheenstra, and he's fouled from behind by Galloway. Darryl at 5'10", trying to compete with a 6'5", Sheenstra, just climbed up his shoulder and tried to knock it away. Darryl's first foul. Only one foul. That's the first foul on the Sales here in the second half. The Knights have committed 6. Darryl's going to check out, and Emil LeConte comes in. Pass up top to Peterbaugh. Pass up front, slapped away by Moore. And the officials are going to see who that went off of. Matt Moore had a nice chance at a steal. Had to go right through his hands and out of bounds. And the officials decided it will stay in possession of the Knights. I thought maybe it clipped the side of the head of Bosman before it went out of bounds. They say no. Brower brings in the front court, uses a screen from Broersma. Goes down the lane, shot won't go over. Eskel rebound. Sheenstra, or that's Broersma. He can't put it back. Eskel gets it, then Broersma fouls. A nice job by Adam at 6 foot, battling with the 6'7 Broersma. And that's the 7th foul on the Knights here in the second half after they committed just 2 in the first half. And Adam Eskel will shoot the front end of the 1-1. Stops the clock with 6:08 to go. The Irish down 54-40. Adam's got 9 points, his first free throw opportunity of the ball game. 6 foot junior, in and out. Rebound tipped around. Brower's got it. He'll survey Richmond and Moore and then throw it in the front court to Bosma. Irish retreat with the half court man-to-man defense. Brower, left wing pass to Wolf. Hoff is in. Wyatt Hoff, keep wanting to call him Wolf. Now top to Brower's on, backing in on Eskel. Goes all the way in and scores it. Brandon Broersma at 6'7", just backing down the 6-footer Eskel. The Irish got to figure out something different on that, and Alan Griffin's going to call a timeout. 56-40, Knights with the lead. Irish with the ball, and we come back. 100.7 FM, KSSS.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at Sunnyside Christian School. I understand that several radio stations in the Valley are off the air for live broadcasting, but hopefully enough of you have converted over to the Internet feed, which it's my understanding is still operating, and maybe have called others to let them know. And Alan Griffin, a little frustrated after the timeout. Juan Cortez, who came in the ballgame, throws it away down into the right corner. And now, in the front court, it goes to Hoff. Hoff to Bosma to Brower, Brower to Hoff, back to Brower in the left corner. Now down to low to Broersma. He leads a short rebound, Eskel, and he's fouled. Adam Eskel, like the way he competes. The 6 foot junior in between Sheenstra at 6'5 and Broersma at 6'7. They sandwich him, and that's a foul on Broersma, his third, and Adam Eskel will go back to the free throw line to shoot another front end of a 1-on-1. Irish is 1 of 3 in this quarter from the line, and Adam hits the free throw. Adams in double figures with 10 to join Matt Moore. Adam will earn the bonus. Irish down 56-41. Sergio Pena sets the check in. Adam misses the second free throw. Hoff with the rebound. He'll get it to Bosman. Bosman will slow it down. To Brower, now front court to Broersma. Down low for Sheenstra, knocked away by Eskel, but goes right to Hoff, who lays it in. Wyatt Hoff has had a good 10.9 off the bench for the night, the 6'2 junior. They swing it to Hayne, that's a deep three, barely nicks the rim. Bosman with the rebound. 4:53 to go, nice up by 17 with the ball. Look at that. Coach Griffin going to send several substitutes in and call a press play. We've got Eskel, Cortez, Galloway, Hayne, and Sergio Pena on the floor for the Irish in this non-leaguer. Get inbounds to Broersma, to Brower. Back to Broersma. To Brower, and Brower and Galloway collide. That's going to be a foul on Darryl Galloway right at half court, directly below my vantage point. 58-41, the sales down 17. The inside, it's to Bosman. Bosman to front court, Galloway shadowing him. Darryl right on him, now hands it off to Brower. Brower goes baseline, cut off. There, kicks it to Sheenstra. Sheenstra goes up strong, he's fouled. I just got to find a way to keep the penetration to a minimum. As soon as they get it down low, they can dump it to either Brower at 6'7 or Sheenstra at 6'5. It's only the third foul of the sales. The foul was on 25 for the sales. That's Sergio Pena. Sheenstra misses the first free throw. Second one is on the way, and it's also off the mark. Rebound, Lacoste. He'll get it off to Galloway. Darryl bringing the front court. He drives all the way down the right side, puts it up off the iron throw. Won't go. Rebound, Browersma. The 6'7 senior with Eskel all over him, or Lacoste all over him. Gets it to Sheenstra, to Bosma, to Brower. Brower in the front court up the left side. In the left corner goes to Hoff. Cross court pass to Bosma. Looks at a three, won't take it. And then Darryl Galloway right up in his mush with the foul. If the Irish want to try to climb back into this one, they can afford to be aggressive on the fouls. They've only committed 4. They want to get the Knights to the line and get back in it that way. They've got some fouls to give. And now Ben Miedema will check in. So I failed to mention the first half, but finally figured it out at halftime. I knew Luke Pizzari probably wouldn't be here. He's been had an illness he's trying to deal with. He's missed his third straight game. But Riley Roche also not on Coach Griffin's bench, missing a couple seniors who typically start. Brower drives baseline, gets the bucket, hands some contact but no foul. He's got 18. Cortez quickly the other way, shoots a 17-footer. It's an air ball. And we got a full timeout by DeSales. Down 60-41 now with 3:49 to go. When we come back, 100.7 FM, KSSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live in Sunnyside. 3:49 to go, DeSales trying to compete with a very good Sunnyside Christian boys team, find themselves down 60-41. They're battling, but the height of the Knights just a little too much at times. And then they're having a hard time with Alex Brower, the 6-foot senior, has penetrated and scored 18 points. He's got the ball right now and gets it to Broersma. 6-7 seniors, long pass, of course, to Martin is behind the defense and lays it in. Coach Griffin got to be a little frustrated there, calls the timeout, and then the Irish get burned at the back end of the press. Maybe the Irish decided they were going to sell out and try to steal it. Moore the other way on the drive, jumps it to Eskel. Eskel lays it in. Nice shot by Matt Moore drawing the defense. The Sales trying to pick up the pace. Eskel's got 12 now and a nice assist for Moore. The Knights in the front court. Eskel collides hard with Brower. I like the contact Adams creating there. Good hard foul as the Irish trying to get up to that 17 fouls to put the Knights at the line. Sunnyside Christian will inbound a half court. Brower's got it. Richmond right on in. Now top to Bosma. Hayne on Bosma. Bosma picks up the dribble. Now left wing to Martin. Moore on Martin. Moore ties him up. That's a jump ball. And good defense by the Irish. Forces a turnover. 3:08 to go. The Irish keep competing hard, and that's one of Coach Griffin's themes has been all season. Compete hard all four quarters regardless. Galloway, as they spread the court, kick it out. He penetrates, kick out to Richmond for three. Off the back iron, won't go. Rebound to Sheenstra. Sheenstra tied up, gets it to Martin, to Brower. Brower throws a long upcourt pass to Bosma. Moore chasing Bosma. Bosma into the lane, bounce pass right down the middle to nobody. And that's a turnover. So the Sales has forced back-to-back turnovers on the Knights. Got to start scoring. 2:46 to go. The Irish down 15. Haynes going to let the ball roll in the front court. Pick it up. Now get it to Darryl Galloway, who penetrates all the way basket and lays it in. So a quick one there. Galloway's got 10. Into Martin. Out of bounds against pressure. The Irish down by 17. That's not right. They gave the basket to the wrong team there. There's a steal by the Irish. Galloway comes the other way. Kick out to Hayne. Three on the way. It's an air ball, but it goes right to Richmond. He's triple-teamed by the tall trees. Puts it up. Tough one won't go, but the Knights cannot control the rebound. 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 45. I guess that score is right. The Irish are still down 17 points. I thought we were closer than that. 4, 6, 7, 8. I'm trying to wheel the Irish ahead, but they have been outscored 12 to 8 in the quarter. Galloway, a little up and under, has it knocked away by Pewter Bob. He had Roersma at 6-7. Changed the shot. Now got a whistle and a foul as Brower gets by Moore. I think they call a foul on Eskel, actually. Yes, they do. That's Adams second. Sixth on the Irish. 2:12 to go. Irish down 62-45. Pass up court to Brower behind the defense to lane, and not quite sure why the Irish are selling out quite so much in the front court. 20 points for Brower. Richmond will drive, shoot the three, and it's getting a little ragged here as the Sales is trading baskets, sort of. They're giving up easy shots for the Knights, shooting the ball quick and fouling. That'll put the Irish over the limit, and that will send Pewter Bob to the free throw line to shoot the front end of a one-on-one. Did not get who that foul was on. It's on Eskel, his third. Kind of had that feeling the Irish were kind of getting back in it, that it's the effort's been a little out of control lately. And just like that, Pewter Bob's free throw puts the Knights up by 20, 65-45. So as I was hopeful, this game has kind of gotten out of control a little bit here in the last 2 minutes. Pewter Bob hits both free throws. He's got 4 points. That's a 6-1 senior. Galloway comes the other way. Tries to get Brower in the air. Can't do it. Puts up a tough shot. Won't go. Roars with the rebound. Galloway trying to foul. Looks at the official as he slaps at him. Come on, I'm just trying to grab the guy. And the official laughs and says, okay, I'll call it. That's 4 on Darryl. And Brandon Roars will go the other way. So kind of a, you got to kind of ignore the score at this point. I think Coach Griffin's team down by 20. So they could just say, hey, let's just play out the string here. But they're going to play it like it's close. Gamboa checked in for the night for Alex Brower, the 6 foot senior's night, likely done with 20 points. And Broersma misses the front end of the one-on-one. Rebound tipped by Esco. Tries to save it, but he gives it right to Hoff, who lays it in. Hoff got 12. Tough effort there for Adams. Quick pass up court to Richmond, and timeout the Sales. 1:39 to go. The Irish on 68-45. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KSFM.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
So Coach Griffin calls timeout and sends five new players in the ballgame. I don't want to say the word he's thrown in the towel, but he's going to let some of his guys who practice hard and don't get to play much get in there. Juan Cortez, one of them, he misses a shot. Rebound tipped around by Ben Medeva. Juan gets it back, and he puts it in for his first basket of the game. So Emil Lacan, 6'1 junior, has been in there. Juan Cortez, 5'6 junior, has been in there. Ben Medeva, 6 foot juniors in the ballgame. Connor Richard, who actually started the game, the 6'4 sophomores in there, and Sergio Pena, the 6 foot junior. The Knights have Gamboa, Bosma, Hoff, Peterbaugh, and the younger Broersma, Darren, the 6'5 sophomore. I get a whistle and a foul on the penetration by the Knights. And they say on the drive, not on the shot, I think. Gamboa is fouled by Ben Medeva. And now a substitution for the Knights as Joel Martin checks in for Brant Bosma. Brant Bosma, an 8-point second quarter as the Knights outscored the Irish 16-9 in that quarter after leading by 3 at the half. Gamboa hits the front end of the 1-on-1 for his first point of the game. And then the Knights really put it on the Irish here in the fourth quarter, outscoring them 19-10 here in the final 8 minutes. Make it 20-10 as Gamboa hits both free throws. Cortez in the front court gets it to Lacan. Lacan drives, stops, key cut off, gets it to meet him. Right corner, Cortez. He'll fire and he'll hit it. Juan Cortez hits the three from the corner. He's got 5 in a row. Irish down 70-50, and there's a travel call against Martin. So Juan Cortez, in the heat of the moment earlier in the game, had trouble finding the range. So a little more relaxed now. He's drilled his last two jumpers. Right wing to Pena, in the right corner to Lacan. Lacan to Medeva. Medeva one dribble back to Lacan in the right corner. Drives in, gets himself in the air, gets it to Connor Richard. Richard over to Cortez. Cortez from 17, he'll huck it up there, air ball, and Broersma pulls it out of there. 20 seconds left in the ballgame. The Irish boys are going to have their two-game win streak stopped and fall back to 500 at 9-9 on the road here at Sunnyside. Martin dribbling things out. Irish will just chase. They won't foul up top to Gamboa. He's going to hold the ball. The Knights are going to defend their home court with a 20-point win as these teams split a pair of non-leaguers. Each team winning on their home court. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Adhering to a regular feeding schedule provides some control over your puppy's need to go outside. Most pets will need a trip outdoors within the first hour after eating, so avoid large meals just before confinement. Offer food 2 or 3 times each day at the same times and make it available for no longer than 30 minutes. The last meal should be finished 3 to 5 hours before bedtime. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Scott Abagin. December was one of our best sales months in our history, and as a result, we are loaded with lots of clean, locally owned trades. We are also experiencing some of the lowest interest rates in history, which makes now a great time to upgrade your vehicle. Like a 2004 Toyota Corolla, locally owned, only 23,000 original miles. Or a 07 Toyota Highlander Hybrid, ready for winter and great gas mileage. Lots more to choose from. See us online or in the showroom, Abagin Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla.
When I was outside of the church, there was always an unsettled feeling. There was always a feeling of something missing and something not complete. The deal clincher is we found our way to our parish, and we met just an incredible pastor. We learned things that we'd never been taught. Wouldn't be the person that I am without the church and without the sacraments, particularly the Eucharist. I can't live without it.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Irish boys hang with the number 2 ranked team in the 1B classification early. Trail 19-16 after 8 minutes on the strength of 4 first quarter 3-pointers. But the Knights started to stretch it out the 16th, second quarter, outscoring them 16-9. The Irish hung in there in the third quarter, being outscored 15-12, but trailed 50-37 heading into the final 8 minutes. And the Irish kept grinding and playing hard, but the Knights were very efficient offensively in the fourth quarter, outscored the Sales 20-13 in the fourth quarter to win it by 20, 70-50. The Irish fall to 9-9 on the season. The Knights improved to 16-2. But one of those two losses, 2 to Sales at home, the Irish flipped the season series, beat the Knights on the Irish floor on January 5th, 51-34. We'll be back with the individual stats and wrap things up on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40 years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the best electrical contractor in the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named the best of the best for the past several years, and they've been certified by Underwriters Laboratories to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today at 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com puts all things Catholic at your fingertips. Like the universal and worldwide nature of the Catholic Church herself, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is also universal and worldwide, providing links to literally tens of thousands of Catholic-oriented websites on a worldwide web. Visit OurCatholicNeighborhood.com and see for yourself how this dynamic new website enables and enhances relationships between Catholics on a local, national, and international level. OurCatholicNeighborhood.com, revealing the breadth and the depth of the Catholic Church in our world.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we're back to wrap things up in this doubleheader broadcast. The Irish girls fall to the undefeated Lady Knights, 51-38. Outscored 17-2 in the second quarter and could never quite get back in it. They got as close to 7 points a couple times. And the boys, after a 19-16 first quarter, the Knights just started to pull away and won it by 20, 70-50. The Irish boys and girls will next be in action on Friday night. The last home game is Waitsburg-Prescott on the girls' side. Waitsburg-Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy on the girls' side, or on the boys' side, come to town. Let's look at the individual scoring for the Knights and their 70 points. 2 points for Joel Martin, 2 for Darren Broersma, 2 for Cody Gamboa, 4 for Drew Peterbaugh, 6 for Drew Seenstra, and then 4 players in double figures. Brant Bosma, 11 points. Brandon Boersma, the 6'7 senior, 11 points. 12 points for Wyatt Hoff off the night bench. And Alex Brower, the 6-foot senior point guard, 20 points to lead all scorers. 4 to Sales, 5 points for Juan Cortez there in the fourth quarter, 6 points for Travis Haynes, 7 for Cameron Richmond, and then 3 players in double figures for DeSales. Daryl Galloway at 10 points, 10 for Matt Moore, and 12 for Adam Eskel, as Adam scored in every quarter of the ballgame, as did Matt Moore. The Irish shoot a 7 of 11 from the line. The Knights shoot 6 of 11. And that's going to about wrap it up. Alan Griffin, still in the locker room, usually comes out, but we're going to wrap this thing up fairly quickly. So no visit from Alan Griffin tonight. Our Derrick Lean player of the game, I'm going to go with, let's see. Daryl Galloway hasn't got one yet this year, so I'm going to go with Daryl on the player of the game this time. He hit those 2 threes coming off the bench to start the ball game. Actually, Alan Griffin's hustled out here, so we'll put the pressure on him. We'll see if he, it will give him veto power. In fact, I won't even tell him who I said player. Well, I guess I kind of have to. Alan, thanks for coming out real quick. I was just actually about to sign off.
All right, coach.
Okay, 70-50, lose by 20 that first quarter. We hit those 4 threes to stay with him, but they just kind of kept pulling away from us, kept playing hard, but we just couldn't get things going offensively.
Yeah, we knew that was a very good team. I mean, and we knew coming into it we'd have to play our very best. Error-free ball, mistake-free, and make shots. We gave them a head start. We didn't show up in the first few minutes of the first quarter, but we did get back into it. And then, you know, they did what good teams do and just kept us at bay. But we still saw a lot of good things. We saw some good things from several different players. Not disappointed at all. I'm thankful that it's a non-league game, but still some things we need to tighten up. But I got to give credit where credit is due. That's a pretty decent team.
A decent team, 16-2 on the year, and one of those 2 losses you guys put on them back on January 5th. So no shame in getting a split with a quality team like that. Coach, you guys are 9-9, 2 big league games this weekend, Waitsburg at home and out on the road. So what are some final touches you got to put on that to try to finish strong in league play?
Well, we got to get to the point to where we're trusting each other. Right now our help side defense is decent, but we got to continue to trust each other in regard to our defense, especially help side defense, and then get to the point to where we can concentrate and focus a little bit more on making the easy shots, not that there's an easy one out there. I mean, I understand any contested shot can have a challenge, element of challenge to it. But we really got to get to the point to where we're making shots. Right now, for some reason, we're just a little off.
Kind of making it hard on ourselves offensively.
Yeah, and we get to the point to where we're even the easy ones, where we should just be making them in our sleep, so to speak. We've got to make shots we should be making, and then we're going to have to make some outside of that range as well. So it's going to be about making shots. The other thing that we've really got to do is tighten up on, again, trust each other and believe that we're going to have help when we need it, and therefore we can play a little bit tighter on these guys defensively, not give them the vision of the court that we've been giving them.
Nice thing about this time of year, Coach, is we're in a position where we got a very legitimate chance at extending the season beyond the regular season. That's a credit to you guys' hard work all year. Now, you talked about making shots. I didn't know if you were coming out. I went ahead and already named Daryl Galloway our player of the game.
Joyce, I'm okay with that.
He came off the bench and he hit those 2 threes. You know, we were down 11-2.
Yeah.
And like, oh, crap, we're going to get run out of the gym. Daryl, he'll compete against anybody. Bam, bam, he hits a couple threes. Everybody else kind of seemed to get going. Plus, he hasn't got one yet this year. So.
Right, all right. That's fair. And he really does. He gives us a spark. I mean, there's two or three guys that come off the bench that could start. Daryl's one of those guys. I mean, but he gives good solid some depth and had a good game tonight, both offensively and defensively. I had the foul there at the end, apparently having a little foul trouble, but good job and very well deserving of the Derrick Lean player of the week.
Okay. Well, Coach, a couple practices, and then we'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks for joining me, Alan Griffin. Always very gracious, hustling out of the locker room on the road tonight on the school night. The Irish boys lose it 70-50, fall to 9-9 on the season. Daryl Galloway, our Derrick Lean player of the game on the boys' side, Abby Crowley, the 5'10 senior, scored 12 points, a very tough defensive effort, holding their top player, Stormy Van Bell, to just 6 points and 4 rebounds in a losing effort on the girls' side. So with that, I'd like to thank you for listening along the way. I apologize for the technical difficulties back at home. Hopefully you're listening on the Internet. Well, if you aren't, you're not listening at all. Anyway, good job back in the studio by Dan. Please support all of our great sponsors. So until Friday against Waitsburg, oh, you know, I got to say one more thing if anybody's still listening. We're in Walla Walla Catholic School. We guys should have talked about this all broadcast long. We've got all school math tomorrow morning at Assumption at 8:30. Come and join us for that. We've got all kinds of fun activities going on at both schools. If you want to call Assumption at 525-9283 or to sales at 525-3030, celebrating Catholic Schools Week this week. The main moment, math tomorrow at 8:30 at Assumption. All school system math, please join us. With that, I'll say God bless. Enjoy the rest of your week and send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.